Proclamation number 8933 of 13th of February, 1965. What was the being like in its original state? What is it like as a human being? That you continue to receive my word from above is to be proved to you that I still have much to say to you, that your knowledge will increase the more you open yourselves to my love illumination and the more intimately you establish the connection with me, which is also always the guarantee that I will express myself. For my love still has much in store for you. My love does not want you to remain unenlightened in such matters where you desire clarification. And so you also have to be instructed about your former nature, when you were still perfect. For the way you are now was not your state. You could move freely, your will could take you anywhere, you were not bound, you were in fullest freedom of thought and will. No restriction was imposed on you, and you could see through everything in the fullest light. Everything was brightly and clearly apparent to you that you only ever recognized my love for you and were therefore inexpressibly happy. And you also did not lack the strength to let your will become active. In no way was this strength limited, and it also could not be, because my love power constantly flowed through you. And when you now consider how far you are still away from that state, how you can neither move in freedom nor are filled with light and power, and when you consider that you now open your hearts to already let a ray of love light fall into it, then you already consciously strive for your original state, and you can assume in all certainty that you will reach your aim, because it is your will to return to me, and this will mean everything. Even though you don't feel the change from darkness to light like this on earth, you will still enter a bright light when you enter the kingdom of the beyond, and you will suddenly be in a state of freedom, light and strength again. You will throw off all earthly fetters. You will be able to enter the light freed from all earthly heaviness and be allowed to enjoy everything again which you lacked for eternities. Therefore believe me that you, who receive my word, and also you, who are prepared to pass it on, are already powerfully hit by my love light ray. Because you make it possible to let the light of knowledge go to you already on earth, which is always a sign that my love is meant for you, which will not stop to shine at you when you are just prepared for it. And yet, there are only a few who are close to their perfection, although it is made easy for all people, for they need only listen to you and also open themselves to my address, they would all only need to take hold of my hand which stretches out towards them, and I would truly kindle a small light for them in the glow of which they would learn to recognize and love me. And the earthly progress would be successful for all people, for my love is so powerful that it grants grace upon grace and consequently you can become blessed by grace. But the flock of my own is only small, and the darkness that lies over the earth is great, and that is why the end is also inevitable, and it must come, because humanity shuts itself off from my word from above, which alone can give you clarification about questions of greatest importance. Which first of all includes the question, what is man's relationship to Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, in whom I myself became man? As long as humanity does not ask this question, it is subject to my adversary, and he will truly prevent it from ever getting this question answered. Because it is he alone who can save people from the abyss when the end has come. Amen.